I'm Ed Baxter with Newsteria. China will host its biggest military parade ever this week to commemorate the end of World War II and Japan's formal surrender, an end to war that wouldn't have been achieved without the United States' military dominance. But is the U.S. losing that dominance? Should the optics of this parade be a bit frightening? Let's go through it. Along with a massive show of military strength, which is reviewed every year, this one will be viewed in Beijing by not only President Xi Jinping, but for the first time ever, Russia's President Vladimir Putin and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. These are two leaders that for the past several years have been isolated from the globe. They are now being given a front row seat at the reviewing table by President Xi. Xi, for quite some time, has been very careful about relations or even non-relations with the U.S., which has been the world's eminent superpower, both militarily and economically. But this now is pretty much in your face, U.S. China has now for half a decade been laser-focused on building its military fleet. It's always been competent in the air, but its naval forces had gone lacking, and they are now churning out carriers, etc. The U.S., through several administrations, has been criticized for getting complacent in the hardware and software technology space. China has not. So let's try to look at things through Xi, Putin, and Kim's eyes. It has been made abundantly clear their disdain for Donald Trump. They see him as all show and inexperienced, with a defense secretary who is a former TV talk show contributor. They see the hardware that has been shipped to fight the war with Ukraine. They see Europe becoming disillusioned with the U.S. and Trump. They see Trump trying to put on a military parade, which turned out to be, well, pretty puny compared to the massive displays all three of those gathered in Beijing this week do year after year. It also might be noted this follows closely the economic trilateral meeting a week earlier between Xi, Putin, and India's Prime Minister Narendra Modi. So this is a new day. The optics are a clear and present message to the West. These three are done with the current course of things and are putting their border disputes and economic differences on the back burner. Will Trump now change course in any way? Will new other alliances form? The U.S. arguably is still the globe's preeminent military power, but those three men standing side by side at a huge military show of force is something new. Should the U.S. be very concerned, or is this just another parade? Any sense here?